At Senate confirmation hearings today, President Bush's nominee for Surgeon General defended his record in response to criticism from some former colleagues. Dr. Richard Carmona is the Arizona trauma surgeon whose life story sounds too good for even a made-for-TV movie. A high school dropout turned Green Beret, turned medical student, a doctor who doubled as a sheriff's deputy. But some warts have appeared on that heroic image in a Los Angeles Times profile of Dr. Carmona that ran yesterday. L.A. Times reporter Megan Garvey wrote that story and joins us. Megan Garvey, part of your story is based on a letter sent by one of Dr. Carmona's former colleagues, very critical of him.
Yes, someone who worked with Dr. Carmona sent a letter to Senator Kennedy's office raising a number of questions about whether Dr. Carmona was an appropriate or good candidate to be Surgeon General of the United States.
And what did he say was wrong with Dr. Carmona?
One of his issues was his track record as a manager in Tucson. He pointed out that Dr. Carmona was removed from his two previous appointments because he could not work in an effective or even a civil manner with health professionals and other constituencies of those positions.
Mm-hmm. Is that true? I mean, what does Carmona say about that?
Dr. Carmona says that over the years, he has ruffled feathers, but that when you take a leadership position, sometimes that happens, especially in difficult circumstances.
Explain this. Dr. Carmona, surgeon, is also a sheriff's deputy.
Dr. Carmona, when he tells his own life story, mentions that at the same time he got his acceptance to medical school, he was also accepted to the New York Police Department Academy. So he'd had a lifelong dream of going into law enforcement. Soon after he moved to Tucson in 1985, he joined as a volunteer the sheriff's department, and a special title was created for him of SWAT surgeon.
Now, you report that when people have raised the alleged inconsistency of these two roles, an incident has been cited in which Dr. Carmona was both cop, who I believe shot a man who was shooting at him, and then was the surgeon on the scene at the same time, tried unsuccessfully to revive the man he just wounded.
Well, that was a story, and it was used in Dr. Carmona's favor in a number of stories and editorials that ran across the country after his nomination was announced in March. But when we went back to look at the police report and the original reports at the time, it turned out that the story, through no fault of Dr. Carmona's, just wasn't true. It's not what happened at the scene. After Dr. Carmona shot the suspect and he dropped, he actually went back to his car to reload. He stayed in the role of deputy.
The other problem, it seems, with Dr. Carmona involved certification as a surgeon.
Well, there are some questions raised by his former colleague, among other people in Tucson, about his board certification. It took him 8 years to become board certified in his specialty, which is surgery, which is longer than you would expect. And in the interim, he had applied to be board certified in emergency medicine, something that another colleague intervened to end the application.
Well, here is Dr. Carmona, whose former colleague wrote to Senator Kennedy, who was on the committee that heard him. Today was the confirmation hearing. How did he do?
I think he did all right, as far as I could tell from what the senators, you know, the reception he got from the senators. And it looks as though there's not a lot of appetite to derail this nomination in any way. I mean, I think it looks, you know, all systems go. They're going to keep the questions open for two more days, and then I think the plan would be to put it to a vote in the Senate.
Megan Garvey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Megan Garvey of the Los Angeles Times, who wrote yesterday's profile of Dr. Richard Carmona, President Bush's nominee to be Surgeon General.